It is the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You know those cute gingerbread men you make? They trace back to the 16th century in the court of Queen Elizabeth I. She didn't actually bake the cookies herself. She was the queen, right? But story goes, she requested that her royal bakers create gingerbread cookies shaped like visiting dignitaries in order to honor them. So we're talking cookies on this Wisconsin Weekend. Dan Higgins is a food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. Dan, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So you've come up with a list of a dozen Christmas cookie recipes, all from Wisconsin home bakers. You did some serious crowdsourcing there. Pumpkin poppy seed cookies, lime and gin macaroons, cranberry Danish cookies. Lots of great flavor combinations going on here. How did you choose the recipes for this list?
It's kind of a combination of, you know, I think when it comes to this time of year, there's certain flavors that come out. I think people are always looking for, you know, nuts and chocolate and fruit and those kinds of flavors in the cookie. So that's part of it.
Chocolate? No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think a lot of them, quite a few of them had chocolate. You know, the cinnamon, you get, we had a couple of them that had cranberries in, which is a great Wisconsin fruit. I mean, it's a state fruit. I mean, so how could you not want a couple of cookies with cranberries in it?
Right, right. So do you have a favorite? Did one of these win you over?
As far as tasting, yeah, and I think everybody there, we had a few of the people who submitted were able to make it to the testing and were able to be in there. And I think everybody pretty much agreed that that cranberry Danish cookie was pretty much everybody's favorite. The thing is, it's really a complicated recipe, and I was watching one of the students make it. So,
and you had students making these at the college, is that right?
That's correct. What we do is we gather them up, and then they select. You know, I come up with I have maybe 20 of the ones that I got that I submitted to them, and they had 12 kids in the class, so that's why there's 12 cookies.
And this is Fox Valley Technical College Culinary Arts Program.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm sorry. I should have mentioned that. So they then select the final 12, and each student does one of the cookies, and they, so that was kind of the final selection process. I was back there, I was kind of watching them make it, and I was watching the woman who's making the Danish cookies. Kind of, there's a little bit of dexterity to get the 3-point hat thing and everything, but boy, the taste is really excellent if you've got some time to commit to that cookie, to making it. So it's a great cookie to eat, and it's probably, I would put it closer to advanced baking skill level.
At least you're honest. You know, I hate
right.
it when, like, people come on, like, yeah, you can just whip these up, and then
nope.
3 hours later in your kitchen, you're cursing, right? So
right, you're trying to get these things, they're falling apart, and then, like, even the best, even the student, you know, they had a few of them that were kind of off to the side because they either cracked or didn't quite go together right. So don't feel bad if you try that one and they don't all perfectly turn out.
So these cranberry Danish cookies, what is their consistency? What do they taste like in your mouth?
It's wrapped in just the sugar the dough part of it's, you know, pretty basic sugar cookie type flavor, but then and they're kind of a little bit more of a crunchy type rather than a soft, you know, obviously to hold that shape. And then inside you get the cranberry. It's just kind of a little bit sweet, a little bit tart, combined with the sweetness and a little bit of crunch of the cookie itself. It just makes it a really nice cookie. It's somewhat substantial. It looks really nice on a platter. So I think that's what kind of won everybody over. Plus I had the woman who submitted it sent along kind of the backstory, how she was 10 years old when her dad had brought home a plate of cookies from a friend's house or something, which didn't happen often back then, she said. And the cookie he really liked were these cranberry kind of Danish cookies. And she asked the neighbor who made the cookies to teach her how to make them at age 10, and she's been making them ever since, and would always make them for her father kind of around this time of year. It was really kind of a sweet story behind the cookie as well.
Oh, I love that. And then there's also chilling the dough overnight. Is that right?
Yep, correct. Correct. So you got to plan ahead. You got to be, you need to chill the dough. The filling even should be chilled overnight too. So, it takes a little bit of planning ahead, or at least, you know, a few hours. I put in there overnight just to be safe. I suppose you could try and do it in the course of a few hours, but.
Don't rush cookies.
No.
We're talking with Dan Higgins. He's our guide on some Wisconsin cookie recipes. He's food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. Join in 800-642-1234. What are your favorite holiday cookie recipes? Where did you find your best holiday cookie recipe? And by the way, to see the recipes we're talking about, go to the related links section on the Holiday Cookie Extravaganza page under the Morning Show section. This is the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Kedar Chir-Kent. Now is the time for cookies. The tradition of cookies around the holidays goes back centuries when people celebrated the changing of the seasons from fall to winter. We're celebrating cookies created in Wisconsin here on Wisconsin Weekend, and we have a dozen cookie recipes tested by the students in the Fox Valley Technical College Culinary Arts Program. Dan Higgins is our cookie master, cookie guide. He's food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. You can chime in as well at 800-642-1234. What is your go-to Christmas cookie recipe? What's the cookie that your family clamors for each year? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Dan now, who joins us from Drummond. Hi, Dan.
Hello. We have a lady up here that makes all different kinds of Christmas cookies for the residents that live in the apartment. But for her family, she makes kolaches. And from what I understand, they just go wild over that cookie.
And Dan, how about you? What is your favorite?
My favorite are the mint chocolate chip cookies.
Nice. Dan Higgins, what are your thoughts there with what Dan says?
Always the kolache. I would never ever turn a kolache down. So you're absolutely right on the mark there. Those are fantastic. That's a great cookie to have. That was something my grandma made quite a bit, and I always enjoyed when she would make those.
Well, we had someone, I think it's Ryan here, who said from Barneveld, who called in to say that the cranberry Danish cookies that we've been talking about sound a lot like cookies baked during the Jewish holiday of Purim. And I'm going to take a stab at the pronunciation, Hamantaschen? I'm not sure there. But any thoughts there?
That very well could be.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I didn't ask the reader if where they came out, or like I said, it was.
Yeah.
I think there's carryover there too. I think you're always going to find cookies go across. I guess I didn't. It wasn't like these cookies were like they have to be. You know.
Sure.
This way or that way. I think it's all inclusive. Everybody loves cookies. Who doesn't love a cookie?
How about the Santa cinnamon surprise cookies?
Yeah, those were, that was kind of a daughter and mother team. The daughter's, you know, grade school age. And what was in, they kind of came up with this recipe just for this contest, actually. They just kind of tested it out, tried it out. I think it's kind of, you know, a cinnamon type sugar cookie. But then you get this topping of this kind of heat topping with a sort of a nice little glaze on there as well. It's got a little bit of everything you'd want in there as well. You know, you get some of the, what am I looking for?
Well, yeah, maple syrup. Yeah, right. So
yeah,
you get a nice combination.
You get that in there, and then, I don't know, a heat bar chopped up is always, to me, like... so well in everything. I mean, even if you don't eat heat bars regularly, having a little bits chopped up, especially in some ice cream or something, is just fantastic. So it adds just that extra little crunch with a little extra chocolatey kind of toffee flavor to it. So those are really good too.
Well, we have to squeeze this one in, the lime and gin macaroons. What's going on there?
Absolutely. It's a macaroon, so it's coconut-based. So if you don't like coconut, obviously, this is not your cookie. But if you like coconut, I happen to love coconut. Very, and you get the zest, the lime in there, so you get this nice bright flavors. The gin wasn't overly powering in there, so you may even want to try and add a little bit more if you want to try and bring out that flavor. But and then you kind of get that toastiness on that with the coconuts in there. And and that was a fairly simple recipe to follow. You know, that's one if you're looking for what's something kind of easy and quick that I could put together that a lot of people will like. I think that's a good one.
Well, let's go out here on what makes the best holiday cookies, in your opinion.
I think you need a variety. I don't think there's, like, a cookie that's going to... I think everybody's got different tastes. You know, some people really love chocolate. Other people really like cherries or some sort of fruit and nuts. So I think it's just finding a good variety of cookies, not making, like, five batches of the same or five different types of chocolate cookies or five different types of gingerbread cookies. I think that's the real key to having a great Christmas cookies or get it. And that's why Christmas cookie exchanges are so awesome too, because then you can get a little bit of the flavors of the season.
Well, Dan Higgins, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me on. This is great.
Dan Higgins is a food and drink reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. To see these recipes, go to the related links section on the Holiday Cookie Extravaganza page under the Morning Show section of WPR.org. You can also find the recipes in the Green Bay Press Gazette by reading Dan's article. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.